Well, I'm here with Alex from the one and only Pumpkin.
How would you best describe Pumpkin sound?
Loud. It's kind of a variation on like post-punk, I guess. Just kind of use a lot of droning, washed-out sounds, and like really colorful sort of sounds. Yeah, a lot of our stuff, like I said, is kind of washed out and loud and overwhelming, I think.
When did you first decide to incorporate the visual element into your live show?
I think it's always been sort of the goal. I mean, we started in... Well, the band started in 2005, but the actual live part didn't start until, like, 2007. So when we went with it to start the live part of the band, we all decided that the visual part would be a part of it. Like, we didn't start playing without live visuals. That's always been a part of the show.
Did you just try to take a long time in developing your live sound?
Not really. Me and Mike joined the band. Lee and Jeff were the two original members. We just kind of learned the songs and went and played them. And then we had a couple of songs that Mike and I had worked on. We just brought in and played them. So getting to where we are now was, like, I don't know, I guess it's taken a couple of years to really figure out what we're doing, but I guess we're there now.
How did y'all's songwriting process work?
Lately, Mike's been bringing a lot to practice and stuff, and we'll play around with that. And, you know, we'll have an idea of what we want to do and what we want everyone to do, and we'll work off that as a palette, and then we can start bringing in our own ideas. Before that, otherwise, it's been like, you know, someone would come in with an idea, and then we'd just rip off that idea. Just, I don't know, we're very slow going, and we're okay with that. It just kind of takes a while for us to develop exactly what we want and what we're going for in terms of, like, a final product, I guess.
How do you build songs?
We usually come up with, like, a chord progression or something that we have in mind, and then, you know, like, maybe a melody that will go along with that. Just kind of go from there. Usually, like, I mean, the lyrics and stuff are always, like, kind of secondary. It's more of just, like, how it sounds, I guess.
What's kind of your goal when you're creating a song?
We really focus on dynamics, having, like, a solid rhythmic dynamic to play with the guitar textures. It's kind of just about creating a dynamic and playing off one another, kind of making sure that there's sound dialogue almost. Like, there is the dynamic with the rhythm section bouncing between the guitar textures, and that kind of moves the song forward. It's always, like, moving forward. What we want to do here is move forward. We just want this to keep pushing forward. That's kind of there's, like, an urgency to some of the ways the song sounds. Of course, there are dips and stuff, and I don't know, we like the idea of, like, a climax of a song or anything, but the idea of, like, pushing a song forward and keeping it moving constantly, kind of like a krautrock kind of sense of just, like, this constant moving force.
What do you enjoy most about the music scene in New Orleans?
I mean, it's unique in how diverse it is. That's pretty impressive to me. I really enjoy that the punk rock scene is very dedicated and, you know, has always pushing out really great bands I like. But again, it can work in the sort of culture of music that we've always kind of nourished here in the city as well.
Do you have a favorite venue to play in New Orleans?
I don't think there's ever been a horrible venues that we've ever run into, but I think our favorite so far has been One Eye Jacks.
What do you like about One Eye Jacks?
Having an opportunity to, I guess, sound check, you know, make sure we sound the way we want to. Now we're just, like, throwing ourselves in there and starting. We can actually, like, figure out what we're doing. The sound guy there is pretty awesome.
Where did you play your first gig in New Orleans?
Is that the Green Project on their, like, above ground show space and gallery space? That was really fun. We went all out with it. We had, like, a smoke machine and, like, strobe lights and stuff. It was ridiculous. Yeah, that was probably our most impressive introduction that we've done for a video. That was a lot of fun. But like I said before, it's totally different from where we are now, which is cool. I like that that's happened. That's really cool that we've done that.
Do you normally create the visuals before you create the music, or do you create the music and the visuals?
Someone will have an idea of what they want to do for a video for the next time, but videos always come together after a song.
What do you feel is the biggest misconception about the music scene in New Orleans?
I think on a national level, it's always an overlooked spot, I think, for touring reasons. Less so, I mean, now. I mean, I don't think any of the prior misconceptions of the city hold any water anymore. I mean, people are obviously very aware of what's happening here and that there is music here. I don't really subscribe to that. There's some sort of myth of New Orleans being forgotten in a national sense. I think it's pretty much in people's consciousness.
Clearly, the music scene is really alive and vibrant. That's never changed, you know?
No, yeah, I mean, it's always been like that. I just think people are more aware of it and more realizing that they can play a part in it and that they can contribute to it as well, then they can be more interactive and more democratic. I think people are figuring that out now, I guess, with like all these a lot of college kids getting in. You know, this is an example of like kids like, well, we want to put on a festival. We want to manage these bands and put them on a pedestal, you know, nationally, which is an easy idea, but, you know, I think people are getting to the sense that they can really start doing that, and because New Orleans has always had that opportunity.
The fact that something this big can actually be pulled off is a testament to that.
For our first year, I think, speaking of, you know, like Fobre, I think that's pretty cool that they're able to do that, wrangle these bands before going to South by Southwest. That takes some power.
What is the biggest piece of advice you give for kids in New Orleans wanting to be involved in bands and get started in music?
Start a band. Just start a punk rock band. You know, just, if you got a guitar and you got a bass drummer, you know, just start a band. Yeah, just go. It's not like you need an entryway. You know, you don't need someone to open a door for you. Just do it. You know, it's very strong DIY culture here. That's a big part of it, is just doing it. And, you know, just getting a guitar, getting a bass, whatever. Just do it. There's no magic door. You know, you don't need some, like, inspiration or anything. Just do it.